The Wall Street Journal is reporting on changes in telemedicine, and they are not looking very good. During the pandemic, one silver lining for countless patients was the use of video calls or telemedicine with their doctors. But regulatory changes in the past month will be making it maybe a little more difficult for people to take advantage of the convenient option. Well, joining me today to discuss the latest news in healthcare is Bradley Hahn, co-founder and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Brad, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, you're welcome. Great to be on, Brenda.
Well, this is kind of a sudden move, and I know we've talked before a little bit about telemedicine. Kind of explain to our patients how that works for them and how this is going to be a little bit more inconvenient.
Yeah, well, the big issue is before the pandemic, telemedicine was just starting to take off. And fortunately for Solidarity members, our 9,600 families we have across the country, we had telehealth for the last 3 years. And so telehealth basically is if you have some type of ailment and that could be solved through a conversation with a doctor. You know, if you are a video conference call or whatever you want to do, it depends on what the ailment is. But it's been very effective for members of Solidarity. And I'll just give you a classic example. You know, typically our families, you know, if they have six kids that are members of Solidarity and one gets a fever or the chills or something like that, you know, they may have the flu or something like that. Instead of hauling all six kids off to urgent care, you know, the mom can just get on the phone with the doctor, you know, and talk about the kid's symptoms and see what's going on, see how contagious it is, and really help that one kid without dragging everybody out to get them exposed at hospitals or urgent care centers. Because that's a lot of times where you can contract, you know, viruses and colds and the flus and such like that. So for that, for small ailments like that, it's been very productive. And what we also have done for telehealth at Solidarity, we've also expanded mental health telehealth. And so we've teamed up with Dr. Popchek and his good team of good, faithful Catholic counselors to have access to mental health care through telehealth as well. So even during the COVID, when some people were, you know, afraid to go out or maybe scared to go to doctor's offices, we thought it'd be very important to have that mental health access for our members. And so that's kind of the things that we're seeing what's the good about telehealth. Now, with that being said, is with the expansion of telehealth during the COVID crisis, now the states are trying to play catch up. Well, wait a minute. What happens if I'm in Arizona, living in Arizona, I want to call a doctor in Oregon? You know, is that legal? You know, can I cross state lines, you know, with my doctor's license, you know? And there's certain, our telehealth company, you know, is licensed and it goes through all these protocols to get the right doctors who have the right licenses lit up. But a lot of times during COVID, those rules and regulations were suspended, you know, that you didn't have to follow some of the rules. And so we've always been following the rules and the guidelines because we set it up before the crisis. And now states are coming in and suspending those rules and saying now, you know, resending them, saying, you know, we have to follow them again. And then so that's what's causing some of these telehealth companies to have some problems. But so that's what's important about when you have a telehealth company is make sure you have a one that's been around for a while and one that's using state-of-the-art technology, but also using state-of-the-art legal process, you know, where they're trying to figure out what are the legalities of trying to service members, you know, in all 50 states.
Well, Brad, people who receive care through telehealth, is that care that they are receiving equal to the care that somebody receives when they actually see the doctor in person?
Yeah, because a lot of times when we use telehealth, it's usually after hours, you know, and so if you want to, you don't want to run out to the emergency room, you know, for a cold or the flu or something like that, you know, even after the urgent cares. And so you can get very good quality health care through the phone. But then they also, too, they want you to follow up, you know, as soon as you can a week later, in most cases with your primary care physician, you know, just to double check, just to make sure the diagnosis was correct, you know, and just make sure everything is still going smoothly. And so it's good for these initial crises that you would have at the house, you know, but you still need to do good follow-up with your primary doctor at times. But there is a kind of a twist on this too, Brenda, is there's some doctor's offices now that offer, you know, kind of a primary care model where they say, you know, if a family of four, you know, I can charge them $500 a month and they have unlimited access to me, you know, as a doctor, and then also they have unlimited access to telehealth. And so that's starting to take hold, especially on some small family practices we see. I know a few Catholic doctors that have that type of practice where you'll be sitting there with dinner with them. Oh, excuse me, I got to step out because I have an appointment with one of my patients who's got a illness in the house, and I got to deal with this, you know. And so it's been nice to have some access. So there is, you know, different ways to get access to doctors, and telehealth, I think, is a great opportunity for people.
Brad Hahn is the co-founder and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare. Every month, Brad joins the Morning Blend to share more information about the latest information and news happening in healthcare. So remind our listeners, Brad, then through Solidarity HealthShare, how are they going to be able to access telehealth? Is it just like making an appointment with their regular doctor, or is there something kind of more complex about having to do telehealth?
No, you just go on to your share portal, which is in our technology, our platform that our members sign on, and you usually click a button, and then that'll send you to a queue and to get on a queue to get on the waiting list to see the next available doctor. So it works pretty smoothly.
Oh, and I think another thing that works pretty smoothly is Solidarity HealthShare overall. Remind our listeners how this is a great alternative to traditional health insurance.
Yeah, we've been very good at getting very good and reasonable pricing for our members. So like last year, we were able to share in over $28 million worth of medical expenses, and that resulted in about a 65% discount off the sticker price, you want to call it that, on healthcare. So we advocate alongside our members to get fair and reasonable pricing, but we also try to advocate for our members to make good moral and ethical decisions. Because I know we just had one mother who had twins, and one of the twins wasn't thriving, and the doctor was recommending an abortion, you know, for the non-thriving twin. So we were able to step in and counsel with the family and say, no, there's other therapeutic measures we could do here. You know, we just can't rush to a direct abortion like the doctor was trying to do. And as of this day, the procedure was successful, and both babies are thriving in utero today.
Oh, I love stories like that. Brad Hahn, thank you so much for all the information. Again, we learn something every month when you're on. Remind our listeners where they can find out more information and to sign up with Solidarity HealthShare.
Yeah, they can reach us on telephone at 844-313-4999. That's 844-313-4999. Or they can go online at solidarityhealthshare.org. That's solidarityhealthshare.org.
Well, excellent. Thank you again, Brad, so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
And again, that is Brad Hahn. He's the co-founder and CEO of Solidarity HealthShare. I will be sure to add the information, like that phone number and a link to where you can get straight to Solidarity HealthShare. You're going to find it on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.